Let's pick up Vicky in Long Beach, and she has a question about blood sugar and her eyes. Are you there, Vicky?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and so what's going on with your blood sugar?
Well, I'm a diabetic, have been for several years.
Type 2, okay. Go ahead.
Blood sugar runs sort of high. I'm not really taking care of myself at the moment, but I do take medicine for it. But
mm-hmm.
It runs about 2-something.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
so that puts your eyes at risk.
Well, right, and also I'm having a problem with my left eye. When I had my eyes checked, they said that I have macular degeneration in the left eye.
Yep.
But they didn't do anything. All the eye doctor did was, you know, give me my contacts, and he just gave me prescriptions for both eyes the same, you know.
Okay, well, let me tell you, how old a woman are you?
I'm 56.
Okay. Well, these are easily cleared issues. How much do you weigh?
I don't know. About 180.
Okay. The first thing that I would say here is that you happen to be in an area where we have a wonderful clinic. You're in Long Beach, California, and we're right there in Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two very well-trained practitioners, and they can guide you through all of this, and I can kind of start you off right now. But the main thing I want to say is that this is completely beatable for about 80% of the people. So you really ought to take the bull by the horns and do this. So let me give you the clinic number there in Torrance.
Okay, I want to mention one more thing, too.
Sure.
With the diabetes, I've had a hole in my big toe for about a year and a half. Now, the doctors have tested it to, you know, it doesn't need to be removed, but it's not healing. It's every day it bleeds and I have to bandage it.
Yep, I
That's
got it.
The right foot. Now, the left foot, there's the toe next to the teensy toe.
Yep.
That toe is kind of bluish and puffy, and it's causing my left leg, the calf, to hurt real bad. Okay, go ahead with what you're saying.
All right, so I was saying that you can get a nice escort through all these problems and get with someone who's got many years of experience doing this, Dr. Medici, and that phone number is 310-320-1132.
Got it.
Now,
okay.
Let's come back and beat these things one at a time. First of all, it is theorized that the reason we get blood sugar issues like the ones you have is because of low stomach acid. So the most important single thing we want to do is correct low HCL. So you want to get on what we call the HCL detox kit. 4-HCL and 2-activator.
Okay, so you said HCL detox kit?
Detox kit, which is betaine hydrochloride and activator, all live source. And in the case of the activator, potassium from organic tomato concentrate and turmeric. And this has three benefits. First of all, your digestion is better. Second of all, any nanobacteria or other bugs that are in food are killed in the stomach, so they don't get carte blanche to the liver and the pancreas and everywhere else. So we don't have to deal with this problem a second time. Get the idea?
Yes.
Okay, then with a meal or at the end of the meal, but preferably with a meal, you take 2 quantum digests, so now you have the pancreatic enzymes the body needs. You can digest your food very well. That's the end of that. Now we go after the blood sugar issues, and our favorite thing that just works like nothing I've ever seen in my 35-plus years of doing this is heart nanodetox. And this is a probiotic-generated formula that has all the nutrients that the body needs to go after these nanobugs and take them out. And if the immune system doesn't take them out, they can go into the circulatory tree or the heart or the kidneys and destroy those areas. So you should be highly motivated to get rid of this guy. And heart nano, at your body weight, we'd want about 6 teaspoons per day. You can mix that in 24 ounces of water, and you sip it after breakfast, and you're going to do this for about 4 months. What you should notice is that within 3 to 8 weeks, you got a normal, healthy blood sugar. And gee whiz, you're not needing to use all kinds of fancy medications.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm on Actos, metformin, and gabapentin, and I'm wondering, should I just continue with that medication?
Oh, of course. But
okay.
Then what will happen is you'll end up with low blood sugar, and as that happens, then you can coordinate with your doctor to reduce the dose.
Okay, yes.
All right, so we've got that guy. Now let's come back and take a look at the eyes. The first step for the lens, the retina, and the macula is to get on something called eye complex. And this is the only formula I'm aware of that matches the ideal cell resonance for healthy eyeball, lens, retina, macula. And so what I would recommend is 8 capsules per day for about, 8 weeks. And after that time, you should see there's no further improvement. If you're still improving, stay at the high dose. When you've plateaued, I drop down to maybe 1 cap 3 times per week.
Okay, what will this do to the eye that the left eye?
It strengthens the lens, retina, and macula, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that it gives the body the nutrients to help it heal itself in those sites.
So that eye will begin to not be blurry like it is? Is this condition curable, macular degeneration?
Well, the body has the ability to heal anything that's mm-hmm. going on in it if there is not an interference field and if we can restore the ecology of the site. So the other question you might have to ask yourself, Vicki, is you ever been hit in the head? Is there a blow, a trauma near the eye? Or did you have a nose surgery? Has there been anything that might create an interference field that could set the stage for low nerve and energy flow and induce some of these conditions?
I don't know.
Good. All right. Then I'm going to say no, and I'm going to say then that this should do the job. And I'm also going to remind you, you can always go over to the Torrance Clinic and let them check you from head to toe.
I think that's what I want to do.
And I think that probably, because you got a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, that's...
And the toes worry me. One thing you can do right away for the toes is get on something called Circuzyme.
Okay.
Now, Circuzyme, you'd use about 4 per meal. And what this will do is dramatically upregulate microcirculation. So the next to the little toe, the one that's in trouble, that's, by the way, a gallbladder toe.
Uh-huh.
So that concerns me. And if there's swelling in the calf, that's usually that kidney.
My husband told me he'd heard you talk about all this, and he told me what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So these are things you could do between now and then. The day that you're going to be tested at the clinic, though, you should take nothing.
Okay.
All right? And give them a buzz. And I made notes on all these things, so if you call the order line, they can help you. And then, of course, give a buzz to Rachel, the office manager there over in Torrance, and they'll give you royal treatment, okay?
That's what I'm going to do.
See what they can do, okay?
Okay, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck, Lynn. Give me a buzz back after a few weeks. Let me know how you're doing.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.